guys, welcome back to Kishi's World. If you're new here, welcome and thanks for tuning in. Today I have someone really special here with me, and before we go on, I'll just say what we'll be talking about. We're talking about the state of the nation. So without further ado, Oguluwa, introduce yourself.
Hi. Okay, first of all, you're like one of the few people that call me Oguluwa. I go by Danny because people have, you know, remixed my name and stuff like that. So, yes, let's use Danny for radio purposes.
Okay, welcome, Danny. Thanks for agreeing to come on here today. Have you been? How's your week going?
My pleasure. It was stressful work. Lagos, the state of the country is making it better. Let's not say something negative. But we move now, you know how it is.
Yeah. So guys, we're talking on the state of the nation. And actually, what prompted this discussion was Saturday, myself and Danny. You see, it doesn't rhyme in my own mouth. Okay, myself and Oguluwa we went to chill after church with some of our guys, and then, you know, the whole enters Occupy Lekki Soge was happening, and we're seeing the feeds online, and we're just talking like, what's going on in this nation? So we just decided to just drop our own 2 cents on what we think is happening and how we can really move forward. So I'll just start off by asking, who do I be sincere? I know this question is very off, but what do you like about Nigeria? Like, when you think of the good side, I know we have plenty of bad sides, but what's the good part for you?
I don't know why you know you say the question was off. The question is off because there's a lot of things I love about Nigeria. Let's start with the people, the youths, the energy we emit as people. That's the uncorrupted people I'm specifying. Some very nice hospitable people and cultures that we've developed over the time as Nigerians is part of those reasons why Nigeria will always just be one homely and welcoming place. So
I actually agree with you. I feel like Nigerians are really good people. When I see people from diaspora want to come and spend their Christmas in Nigeria, you know that this place is a lot of good energy, like they're lively people everywhere, and there's no dull moment in Nigeria, at least if everything was good like the way it should be. I feel like Nigeria would be a good place to be. Nobody would necessarily want to japa in quotes. So I feel like Nigeria is actually a good place. So to what actually prompted this discussion here, the current situation of the NSAS movement, what's your take on it? What do you feel like?
I feel it's funny because we didn't think NSAS was going to be the first movement we were going to take when we were going to step into what, unquote, I would say, a revolution. We had corruption to fight, we had bad rules, we had a lot, healthcare and all that. I just felt something else. But then this common factor had been behind it from, and then that was, it just dawned on a lot of Nigerians that come, like, this is going on because we can't control, and these people are using this quote unquote again SARS, and SARS doesn't just need to be SARS police. The SARS could be any form of power they used to oppress to make sure things are not working well, just to favor their own pockets and benefit themselves.
Okay, let's fast forward to what happened like this last Saturday after the whole NSAS that happened in October. You know, people died. Everything just died down, and then the judicial panel, they now took a vote.
What judicial panel?
The Lagos Judicial Panel of Inquiry. Okay. That was set up by, yeah. So they they took a vote, and then the other side won. Like, they should open the toll gate, and I think that's what actually led to the protest that was going to happen, that was supposed to happen on Saturday, that they should occupy the place. And actually, they want to know why, you know, there hasn't been justice for anybody yet, but instead, next line of action is to open the toll gate.
That's why I asked what judicial panel, because first of all,
I did not get it.
That thing was set up as a hoax. It was just basically let's not be like we didn't do anything.
That's like, what I feel too.
Like, let's be very factual. First of all, people protesting should get all your government heads down to even the mess civil servants too. This thing is actually a serious issue. Let's look into it.
Let's look into it.
These are the people you have been lying to that are the future. they are saying that the people you put there to protect them are attacking them, are killing them. Why would you now tell them like to stop? Why would you tell them to not protest? Why would you tell them to not
protesting is it's a constitutional right. You cannot tell it. I don't know, but living in a zoo, like I don't know how you tell people
in a zoo they will feed you, give you water, you restrict you, you understand? A lion will not be attacking a monkey. This is not a zoo, this is jungle.
You know what I think about it? Do not protest. How do you tell a person something that is entrenched in the constitution? That's all. Do not. I find it very sickening.
Leave constitution. How will you, how will I tell you don't stand up for your rights?
Actually, I was reading something online yesterday. It says that LCCMD, like the Lekki concession, it says
the
that
the one that switched off the lights. These are 2 cents, so let's call it 50 kobo. We are putting our minds here, like let's be calling things what they really are.
It says that they lost over 2.5 billion naira ever since they closed the toll gates.
We lost over how many Nigerian youths? 2.5 billion naira is what's more than Nigerian youths' life.
Like, I'm even thinking that amount of money in just let's be able to talk about the money. That judicial panel that they set up, they've only finalized, I think, 5 cases in the last, because it's like 16 weeks after the old saga, 10-20. It's like 16 weeks after that time. And up till now, just 5 cases, 5 have been finalized. And I'm thinking, where did we get it wrong in this country? What's happening?
From the start. We got it wrong from the start, and stuff like that. We got it from, that's one thing that first, we should kudos our generation. Both the millennials and the Z.
Gen Z. Actually, it's been trending on Twitter.
No, actually,
today.
We should kudos those two generations. Especially millennials that decided to stand up and say, you know what? If we perish, we perish. Look at what happened on Saturday. So if one person did not say, you know what? If I don't come out today, all these people might go down and no one will know anything happened. Let me at least be the shining light of beacon. If a macaroni didn't do that, today we'll just be hearing all that fake news. We got wrong for we inherited some silent traits from our parents and we're not going to
let's just be looking. We're not going to let's just be looking. That's just the energy they keep passing. Like, it's so sad. And you know, I'm actually really grateful for Mr. Macaroni, because I felt like the story would have been different if it wasn't there.
Everybody there was going to be one of those people that we would thank later on. We'll appreciate him later on. We won't appreciate him now. We won't even understand what he has done now. But by God's grace, God will bless him before we appreciate him.
Amen, amen. God bless his soul. So let's talk about the youths. Because the truth is that we just always talk. Everybody's talking.
Yeah.
There's always a platform to speak up. But what are we actively doing? What can youths do to be involved in government? Because I don't know. It sounds impossible. Like, time for voting will come. Now people will just be talking on Twitter banned. You guys will not really come out to vote. What can we do? Like, what exactly can we do to be more involved in the administration? And the truth is that I feel like it's not even enough for youths to just be there, because we've seen youths that betrayed us. Let's not lie. We've seen people that supposedly they're youths. They claim to be on the side of, you know, people that want change.
Sega Link, or what is it called?
I'm not even talking about Sega now. Look at someone.
To be, yeah. I'm just saying that check his interactions on Twitter.
I get what you're talking about.
Support him, and they're not really old guys, or they're not quote unquote northerners, as you claim to say. Okay, yes, those ones are in support of the government. These are people that are educated, and so yes, some people
look at someone like Desmond Elliott. That's even where I was even going to. Supposed, like, you think this guy is young actor, he has all the energy, he knows what the masses really want, and see what he was saying in the assembly that day. I'm just thinking, it's not enough for youths to even be in governance, but people who actually project what we're fighting for, the change that we actually want. How can we do that? What do you think? How can we do that?
I don't blame people like Desmond Elliott, because they told us who they were from even their acting careers. Like, look at the roles they were given to him.
I can't remember watching any movie either.
I'm just saying, it's always been that, excuse my French, fuck boy.
He's acting, no. So he's acting. You cannot judge based from acting.
See, there were a lot of original emotions in all those shady things he was doing when he was acting. He was, let's believe the acting. Desmond Elliott's in Surulere, because that was a constituency.
Yeah, that's it.
Right?
Yeah.
Put a, I don't know how to call it, a bowl of water. Did you see his donation for the COVID?
Yes, I saw it. Oh my God. I saw those bases that he put by the side of the road. I'm like, what is this?
And let's be very factual. In his mind, he has done something. Let's pretend like he's the only idiot. There are people that supported him when he was doing that thing. What about the other woman that used the COVID palliative for birthday hamper? We're in a situation where it's either we do it, and that's why I feel for us, what we can do is, apart from the Twitter, because Twitter has done a lot to make that. So
yes.
People say it's just talk talk. I was even part of the people that's like, ah, we'll talk. But then I realized the power of even just talking about it first. Mm. You motivate yourself, then you act.
Mm.
But you've come a long way from October 20th till date to now sit back and say we just want to stay silent. Some of us have tried to even be in politics, run for politics at younger stages, at lower stages, just to make sure at least we can get things running. I know, at least for my own constituency, I've been able, I don't even need anybody to put any sign that says donated by something, to fix a lot of roads. And if you go to the express, you check it, you will see that it's there, and you will ask any, those are things that I feel like we can individually do one by one.
Ourselves. Mm. What about elections? Because I keep thinking, okay, I get my voters card now. Does my vote really count?
That's why we're going to be holding 2x2 with Neil at the end too. So we'll see who is going to drag these ballot boxes from us. Should be all of us are dogs. Let's all just do it together. You said we're hoodlums now. We're vandalizing. We'll vandalize anybody that's still
Jay Z.
We'll count it together. Now that's why we need to hold ourselves accountable. We would count those boxes together. We'll follow them to where they are counting it. They will count it. They will show us PDP. Yes, don't worry, we'll be here. Don't, if you take 20 days, we take 30 days, we'll be here. You show us PDP.
But
yes, those are the kind of things that we can
ready
do.
To do that.
That's what I'm saying. Until all of us decide, and this is the truth, if all the youths say, you know what, it's 2022, it's 2021, or it's 2023, we're going to focus on just Nigeria. If we don't all have that selfish mentality of let me japa and save myself. Why are you here in Nigeria? It's not because you still believe there's some atom of hope.
Actually,
some people don't have a choice, some people have to stay, and that's why those people are deciding to stand. But for the rest of them that think they will japa, when these people fix it, will you just come back and say, oh yes, they fixed it,
our country?
Won't you feel a little bit somehow just coming back to benefit of what they've worked on? And Nigerians don't really have shame, but this time I'm saying let's all drop our shame and get actively involved in it. Hold your 2x2, hold your cutlass. If you get sponsored, I'm not advising you to be violent, but I'm just saying we need to. Minister of Defense was saying, based on banditry, that Nigerians should learn to defend themselves.
I was coming to that.
Yes, you must go ahead.
I was coming to that. This Fulani Herdsmen saga, I'm trying to wrap my head around it. How are cowmen, calling them cowmen, because there's no better word for them. How are they allowed to carry AK-47? How are they allowed to carry this kind of gun? Like, who is authorizing them? Who is funding them? That's my question.
Okay, so I'll just drop this one. I don't want to repeat it because it's classified information somewhat. There's a higher agenda than these guys just pushing their cows around. There's a more religious and ethnic agenda to it.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure that there's a supreme class. Make sure that everyone else. So it's basically like the issue of racism in America happening all over again in Nigeria. But the difference is that now it's not people that were brought as slaves that you're trying to trample
over.
Or it's your own people that you want to turn to slaves in your own, just because you feel you're entitled to certain things. And that's where the problem comes from. Education, exposure, when these guys start to understand it, is until these guys come down and get a thorough slashing of their necks down, they will now understand, oh, we really didn't need to fight in the first place, because we eat their cows and soya is sweet. I tell you, soya is very sweet.
Oh my God. So I was going through something on internet, and I read the story of these people in Benue, these youths, when the Fulani Herdsmen, they came to come and settle down there for days. They were shooting, they were causing chaos and everything. And then this one youth just stood up that, okay, we're going to fight these people, we're going to face them physically. So they faced them, and then they outnumbered the Fulani people. So they were chasing them deep into the bush. I read the story, I think yesterday. They were chasing them, and then before they knew what was happening, they said, they said that they saw Air Force this thing copter, you know, dropping supplies, dropping bombs just to, you know, scatter them. And then they dropped these bombs, and you know,
and there were airstrikes.
Yes, and then they died. Some of them died, and the rest had to run back. And that's how the Fulani men escaped. So I'm thinking, nobody's answering questions. The price is not covering these kind of things. We don't really know what. See, that Lekki toll gate that happened.
I was about to say,
if it was not in Lagos,
they killed people at the toll gates, and they still said it was fake news. Now I'm talking about supposedly said in the bush.
Ah, God. And I'm thinking, what's our press doing? Nobody's talking about. Is it until these people?
Who controls the press?
In my government is secondary school. They told me that there's something called freedom of press. That's one of the features of democracy.
Didn't they tell us we're also practicing that same democracy?
Man, it's crazy. It's
think about
it's
it,
scary.
Like, at the end of the day, we are really not a country. We're just on land. Like, this is just an Omonile crisis again. Do you get where I'm coming from? Like, this is basically us fighting for a piece of land. And this is some people, that's why I understand people that are saying they want to Japa. These are people saying, you know what, let's leave this land for you. Let's go where the land is still fertile and they're not trying to shed blood on it. So you can't really blame anyone at the end of the day, except the people at the helm of affairs who are doing this all for their own gain. Now, the people sending these guys down, let me not say anyone's name. The people sending these guys down to do all this, carry out all these agendas, they don't get hurt. Their children never get
hurt. They're not even in the country.
They're not in the country. They're in the best schools in UK. Do you understand? And then they send you down, and they give you a couple of cows and tell you to protect the cows with all your life, and that this is your fortune. When you sell the cow, you get 400,000. Okay, when you get the 400,000, what do you do this for? Like, there's a certain level to where we can take ourselves and say, okay, yes. But again, like I said, education, exposure, literacy goes a long way to making them know that they are in shackles. And if you don't know you're in shackles, you just keep on thinking that
people are doing you good. And I feel like more people need to talk about these things, because if you look at Lagos, I was hearing someone speak. The person was like, if you look at Lagos, for instance, this Hausa, you know, Fulani people, Hausa people, I think they are the same thing. They are the gatesmen, gatekeepers of your house. They have kiosks everywhere. They're the ones driving the bikes now, almost everywhere in Lagos. Like, little by little, they're dominating everywhere. They're eating into all the everywhere in the south. See what happened in Oyo back like some weeks ago, and nobody's still really talking about. People are talking, people know, but I feel like there isn't enough. I don't know how to. There isn't enough, you know, energy that is going. I feel like more people need to talk about. Until these people just take us unawares, like they must not. Man,
if I didn't know any better, I would say it's a Fulani Hausa thing, but it's not, unfortunately. There are some northerners that had to run down to Lagos earlier on in their lives because it wasn't safe for them in the north. They were not even Christians. Muslims that had to run down to the south earlier on. When these people see that these kind of things are arising, these are the people that have already become aware of what is going on. To them, it's barbaric. Like, why are these guys doing that? But they can't say anything because they're just the minority in their own equation. So there are lots of them that actually know that this is absurd. Now, when these guys come down, two things will happen. You will be separated from the shaft. I feel like that taking unawares that is really going to happen. When it does happen, it won't be how they expected it to be. Like, they think it's just going to be a total slaughter or whatever, takeover, hostile takeover. I fear for the most are the Yorubas and Igbos and other tribes that are in the north, because those ones, they'll be using them for hostages. Oh, you kill our guys down in the south, we'll kill your guys in the north. And you know, the people that are really behind it don't have any value for human lives. That's what we need to understand. See, to fight the enemy, you must know the enemy. You can't go and fight someone, you know. Remember, these guys care more about their cows than their lives. And that's because it has been embedded in them that these cows are your life. That someone is holding a rich man's cow and grazing it, and at the end of the day, yeah, that's the only place you can get your food money, that's the only place you can get your ammunition, is the person that is sourcing it. And it has given you and about $200 guys cows to just graze and say, graze anywhere, don't worry, I did your back. And now they're telling you can't graze on someone else's farm. Why we graze on them? You get, there's enough of mentality that has to be corrected for us to even snap back into when they come down and take girls by where. No, what about trying to, they're educated guys that are northerners that can speak to their fellow northerners that are not aware and tell them, come, this is what's really going on, you guys should wake up, these guys are just using you
for their agenda.
So before it gets to a bloodbath, like, they should talk to themselves, they should sort themselves out and make sure that they're not just doing it because there's no other option. The same thing that happens with the police, taking us back to the NSAS situation. This police guy, he said during the first NSAS fast, we're asking him, someone was shouting NSAS, and he was like, ah, okay, you did the form NSAS. So he said he's not going to behave like he is not suffering from the brutality of what their guys on the top do.
He's been in the
service for a long time. He's not gotten one promotion. Why? Because he doesn't like to do all the collect money on the road, report the money back to Oga.
Can you imagine?
So you will stay at that low position. So it's you that you are bringing in 200k a week. I'd like to say you are. You get what? That's how they roll. It's basically cultism, or legalized cultism.
Authorized
courses. So at the end of the day, even the person with the point finger get palm oil for hand.
Man, Nigeria, I feel like me, I still have 4k. Let me ask you, do you still have hope in Nigeria? Do you still have hope to jackba or not to jackba? Just pick a side. To jackba, I mean, right now, at the state, with the state of things in Nigeria, to jackba or not to jackba?
Me, anyhow, I'll do alright.
I think it's struggle.
The thing that motivates me is really my passion. So if I have to stay in Nigeria to tell a story of what's going on, if I have something to do in Nigeria, I'll stay here and I'll do it. If I'm done with everything I'm doing in Nigeria and I have to go to wherever it is, be it Togo or Kenya or even Uganda to tell another story, I'm moving. I met a guy last week. He just let me in. He put it in. He says, you don't be limited by your environment. This is the same person that in this same Lagos road, he held his leg down and cut it into half.
Cut it off. Wow.
So imagine that kind of person saying, don't be limited by your environment, when you should hate this environment. And now he's doing so well for himself. But we can't work. But I'm saying, at the end of the day, you maximize your opportunities, you do the best you can. And that's how, because this life is just now on. You jack a good Canada, could kill you there. Everything won't talk to you.
Have you seen what's happening in Texas?
The same day to the wrong.
Have you seen what's happening in Texas?
Yes, he said no water.
They're freezing. Those guys are. I don't know how to feel for them. I don't know. Someone would think, yes, life is better off there, but let's be honest, there's no place that does not have its own, you know, bad side. Like, anywhere you go to, they have their own flaws. It's not like their power. I know they have a working system, but
today is not the first time Texas has frozen. This is not even their hardest climate. It's just because the government that had left US before had run down the state affairs to the extent that they could not preempt that kind of situation happening. US is usually the type of place that is prepared for all these kind of things. They prepare for war that is not going to happen. They prepare for war with aliens.
Oh my God.
Do you get where I'm coming from?
Yeah, but I get you.
Because they just left an administration that did not allow them to focus on some other things that were going to climate change and the rest of them. That's what's going wrong. And it's, at the end of the day, there's nothing that would not still boil down to good leadership. So you say it's the people. I've heard a lot of people say, it's the people. But the people are not moving on their own. The people have to be led. So it's still the government at the end of the day. Texas, anywhere, look at it. Accra. Now we do that bag for them. Ghana must go. Now we still use the bag, go Ghana.
Do you get? Oh my god. So, man, if we're talking about Nigeria, because I can literally sit down for hours and we'll not stop talking. Like, that is how there's so much to be said. There's so much to be done. And I just want to really encourage someone out there, if you are in that state or in that state of mind where you feel like nothing is working, God just take me, or let me just run away. Like Ogolo said, don't be conditioned by your environment. Look for how you still make things work. Keep moving, keep going. And I pray that be God on our side, everything will just be fine. I pray for Nigeria. I pray that all things will, you know, everything will gel last.
You have to have faith with that statement you just said, because I heard you sighing. It sounded like
No. I actually have faith. See, if there's a 1% that actually believes in Nigeria, yeah, I'm among that one. For real. I just have that glimpse of hope in me. I don't know why, but I'm just really hopeful. And I pray that, you know, with time, our leaders will get it right. If God needs to take them away at once, please. God, please do. So thank you, Ogolua. Thanks for coming on here. I really appreciate it.
It was really interesting. One bigly, always want to have you invite me on. Kishi's world vibes always.
Thank you, Guluba. All right, guys, till next time. Bye bye. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, leave a review. And if you'd like us to have a conversation, connect with me on any of my social media platforms or send me an email. The description box below.